the opportunity to record memories, so if anyone has a memory they'd like to share of my mom, he'll come around with his tape recorder and make sure that it's recorded for posterity for time and all eternity.
Right.
So,
introduction to Tate's table, yeah.
Now, can I go first, Uncle Rod? I have to go. Can I go
first?
Put
his hand up. I'll stand up and I'll come to your table.
Oh, this up, yeah. Hold up, wait, louder so everyone can hear.
I'm going to yell. How's good. That?
Good.
Everybody can hear?
All right, we're going to do a little sharing.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is one of many memories of my Aunt Frieda.
This is Blaine.
Yes. My name is Blaine Jolly. I am the son of Wayne and Ludine Jolly. Ludine is with us today. So, I grew up. In very humble circumstances. And I think many of you already know that. Not a lot of money in my house growing up. But I didn't know any different, right? Aunt Frieda was part of my life growing up. She and I kind of hit it off from the beginning, and it was wonderful. When I became a stupid teenager, thank you. When I became a stupid teenager, she came to me at some point and said, "Blaine, I really hope you go on a mission." And to be quite honest, that was about the furthest thing from my mind, going on a mission. Well, fast forward, I got out of my teens into my early 20s, and things changed in my life. I should say I changed in my life. And I always remembered something that Aunt Frieda told me. She said, "Blaine, if you need help on your mission, I will help you." And that meant everything to me. And is really one of just a couple reasons why I raised my hand and said I would go. Because I knew that Aunt Frieda, Uncle Ron had my back when I went out. And so that is one memory of my amazing aunt. And I got another amazing aunt and uncles and grandparents and their cousins. Thank you for being here. Sorry, I'm the ball baby in the family. And I'm going to be catching a plane here in about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
You're late.
That's good.
I'm late, yeah.
Next. Yeah, Blaine was a good guy. We first knew Blaine. Blaine was shortly after he was born. We visited the trailer there where he lived, and he went through our suitcases for us.
Yeah, he did. I remember Uncle Ron, when you came to visit us, I was maybe 3 or 4 years old.
That's right, yeah, right.
And I think one of the reasons why you're a little kind of like this today is because I jumped from the top step onto your back.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, Brenda, what do you think?
Okay, I get to go next.
Good.
Okay, so I am Blaine's sister. My name is Brenda Eero, for those that don't really know me a lot. I am Ludine Jolly and Wayne Jolly's oldest daughter. And on Frieda's side of the family, I'm her oldest niece. One thing that I remember growing up I remember how many things. But when you're starting out in school and kids talk about show and tell or whatever, I never really had a whole lot to show, but I could tell story. I was the only one that had relatives in a really cool state. I owned California because that's where my aunt and uncle were from, and I loved it. My sophomore year in biology, and Blaine can attest to this, we had to collect bugs over the summer before you become a freshman or a sophomore. And I had the coolest bug collection because of my aunt in California. And so I will, she always had my back about different things too. But I think the funnest memory is I was six, I don't remember how old anybody else was. We had a station wagon. Took forever to get down to California, or down to Costa Mesa. But we got to go down there for our very first Christmas. And I believe you guys had Randy by then.
Yep.
I got to talk about, okay.
Right.
They took us to Disneyland because they lived like right next door.
After 1 week of yard work.
After a week of yard work, yes. We worked our way. We were indentured servants. But that was Ron and Frida. They were always willing to help, provide, whatever. I don't know if I had more fun when I was six or when I was 19. I got to go again when I was 19. My oldest brother served a mission in California. They both served missions in California. They're the lucky ones. I ended up in Arizona, and they all think that's hell. But anyway, being 6 years old, we had a birthday party, and the phone rings. It's like, who's calling? It's my birthday. Being a little snot. Ron and Frida called and said that they had a baby boy. So Randy and I share that beautiful day. And I don't know when we started it, but a few years back, we call each other. And it's a race to see who's going to beat the other to the phone. So I have a special place in my...
Midnight.
Okay, all right. I called him. What was it? You almost didn't answer because he changed jobs and he had to be to work by 3. So you were in bed by, what, 5? Something of the sort. But anyway, I love our conversations. And I'm grateful now that you come to Montana at least once a month. So yeah, well, I'll get him straight. I'll get him straight. But Frida was amazing. She was very generous, patient, kind. And she was a redhead. And I can own that I have a redhead in my little family, too. So, Roger's
lives
have
been right at 12, right when you see that.
So, I will have to do that. But anyway, I loved my Aunt Frida. We might have not always got along. We were feisty because we're both, well, I was a blonde and then kind of a redhead, and I don't know what I am now. I don't own this. This is just here. But I loved my Aunt Frida and my Uncle Ron.
That's nice.
And I miss her.
You're wonderful, Brenda.
Okay. I love you.
You're wonderful. That's nice.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to give hugs and then I'm leaving.
Oh, yes. Good.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
I love
good.
You.
Hey, you're a champion.
Good to see you,
Ron. Champion. Thank you for coming. That's nice of you. That don't do it so well.
A couple days.
That's wonderful, guys. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Yes. We'll trade.
All right, guys. We'll see you in a minute.
Can we have to do that?
Yeah, well, you might have to go over there.
Oh, okay, good.
I need to add one more thing.
That's his. Francis,
okay.
You have a louder voice than I do.
All right, guys, I got one more thing to add to my little pack. Everybody, listen up. One special thing about our family, my two aunts and my mom did very well with the guys that they married. Their last names, when they write their letters to each other, it was always signed, the Jolly Young Cook. I needed to add that because I didn't know if anybody else would say that. So that was very important.
That's very important. Good, Brenda, good. I think this concludes the extra experiences. Thank you.